It's time for the Better Business Bureau Brief. I'm Cody Sanders, Ozark Radio Network News Director, alongside is Stephanie Garland, the Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in Springfield. Today we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about some potential weight loss scams. We're going to talk about the gym, and we're going to talk about some house flipping programs. So, Stephanie, what would you like to talk about first?
House flipping.
You know, I'm a big fan of HGTV, so are we going to talk about our favorite TV shows?
Well, I've got quite a few, but what we're really doing is we're trying to warn people just to be very careful before they buy into house flipping programs. Because just like you and I love these shows,
sure,
there's a lot of people out there who watch them and then think they can do it themselves.
Understood. So I will not just jump into the first one, the first one I find. So why don't you tell us a little bit about these things?
So people are falling for scams because they're thinking that these house flipping seminars are coming in their area or an area near them. And it's a house flipping seminar. It's supposed to be an awesome way to make money, but there's no previous experience necessary, which if you think about it, if you're going to, you know, try to pull the plumbing,
sure,
or if you're going to try to install an HVAC system, you generally need to be licensed before you go ahead and do that. Or if you're going to try to get on a roof, you don't have to have a license to be a roofer in the state of Missouri, but you probably do need to at least know what you're doing and have some training and experience there. It's not an easy job just to figure out on your own. So we want for you to know that it is not easy to make money flipping houses in real estate. If you attend a free seminar, you're likely going to be asked to pay money to continue these educational experiences. But those courses are very costly, and the chances of you recouping that money through real estate deals is actually pretty slim. So we want for you to be careful, just kind of think before you invest, because a lot of people are just jumping right in, more of a get-rich-quick scheme, and they're not recouping their money. And then they're coming to us very disappointed that, you know, the celebrity spokesperson who was advertised didn't attend the event. The event didn't help them rake in the thousands of dollars it was supposed to. Instead, they're out thousands of dollars. So we want for people to just be careful with their money and make sure that it's going to a good investment.
That's great information. It kind of goes back to that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yes.
So let's kind of switch gears here. You know, it's not very far into the new year. A lot of us are maybe still holding on to those New Year's resolutions, and a lot of us are probably hoping to drop a few pounds this year. So we're going to talk about finding a reliable gym, and we're also going to talk about some weight loss scams. Which way should we go first?
Whichever, I'll follow you.
Okay, well, let's talk weight loss scams, because that's something I've never really thought about. I've not really considered that these, these weight loss programs could be full of it.
So about 2 years ago in the Joplin area, we had a man who was actually filling pills that were supposed to be helping people lose weight and things with sawdust.
I shouldn't laugh. I should not laugh. I apologize for that. But that is, that's really unbelievable.
Laugh, right?
Yeah.
You were shocked. That's
sure
what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So people were finding that wasn't working for them for obvious reasons. But, you know, there's so many people out there who are just trying to be healthier. I'm trying to be healthier, trying to lose weight. And, you know, we recently had a Clayton, Missouri woman who actually lost nearly $200 after signing up for what was supposed to be a free trial of a weight loss supplement.
Wow.
Yeah, she said that she agreed to pay a $5 shipping charge, but then she was charged $90 for the product, an additional $90 for a second bottle that she didn't know that she agreed to receive. So we want for people to be very careful. We received more than 950 complaints last year about weight loss and diet service and products. So just, you know, go ahead and look into anything before you buy. Go to bb.org. Make sure that you're researching the company, because a lot of times you can tell on there, you know, if customers are saying in the customer review section or the customer complaint section, you know, that they need help, they're having bad experiences. You typically do not want to go ahead and invest with somebody.
So just be careful when you see the Facebook ad pop up for the new miracle drug that's going to...
Especially, it's so easy for people to go ahead and take out a Facebook ad on something and spend money and then have it target into your audience in this area. So always do your research. We also, something that's interesting to know that our viewers might not know, our listeners might not know, is that we go ahead and we always research whenever somebody's saying a customer review or a customer complaint, so we know that it's a trusted consumer. So you can always trust everything that you're seeing on BB.org.
That's good. You know, it is something that a lot of people want to do. They want to lose a few pounds. Maybe the best way to do so is just to hit the gym, but you have to be careful when you do that too.
You really do. We recently had a Baldwin, Missouri woman who said that she joined a popular local gym. They were advertising a membership rate of $20 per month, but that gym had actually billed her for amounts over $20 four times in 1 month.
Wow.
A total of $128 that month. And that gym did not respond to her request for a refund or to her complaint to BBB. We had another person, a man this time, tell us that his gym would not process his membership cancellation in person. Did not send an email confirmation saying when he canceled online, continue to charge his credit card twice a month. So it's very important that you go and find a reputable, trusted, you know, even a BBB accredited gym that you know that we verified, just to make sure that you're going to someplace that you can trust that's not going to misabuse your money.
You know, I think, you know, we live in kind of small town America and rural area, and you like to think that the business people in your area are trustworthy, but you have to do some homework sometimes.
You do. You know, I think in a small community, a great community like this one, it's easy for people to know people by reputation.
Sure.
And I think sometimes, you know, that you also need to go to BBB.org just to verify that things are correct. Because I know sometimes, you know, the rumor mill that we all used to play, you know, when we were kids.
Absolutely.
Things would change by the other end of it,
yeah.
You know, 20 or 30 people later.
Yeah.
So always make sure that you're going to the source. So BBB.org is a great way. It's an unbiased way to make sure that, of course, it is trustworthy.
So these are just a few things that we're trying to keep an eye on right now. Better Business Bureau is, they've got our back, and they'll help us find the reputable gym or avoid the weight loss scams. All you have to do is pay attention to what's going on, and you can visit BBB.org frequently. And there you'll find, among other things, a list of local accredited businesses. Anything else for today, Stephanie?
No, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. This is the Better Business Bureau Brief. I'm Ozark Radio Network News Director, Cody Sanders.